In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Apostles, Saint Joseph, Saint Thomas, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate St. Thomas, or as he has been known because of this gospel passage as Doubting Thomas, who was not there when our Lord first appeared on that first Easter Sunday. He was out, not with the other apostles or the early church that was gathered in the upper room. Yesterday I heard an interesting reflection that maybe Thomas was out because he was one of those that had to see, had to verify things for himself, that maybe the reason he was out and not with the others when our Lord appeared was because he was heard these reports of the ladies, of the women who had gone to the tomb. He had heard the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and he decided to go out and look for him himself. He wasn't going to wait around and wait for our Lord maybe to come and appear. He wanted to go verify these things. So maybe that is where Thomas was when our Lord came on that Easter Sunday. But he's here in this Sunday after that, on what is now known as Divine Mercy Sunday, and Thomas gets an opportunity to verify physically the resurrection of our Lord. And in one sense, all the others had experienced this same benefit, you might say, the other apostles. So it would be fitting that he too should be able to see our Lord. But he's the one who really strongly expressed his doubt until he could verify it. And we have Thomas and his doubting to thank him for further evidence of the resurrection and that our Lord truly rose from the dead. You know, one of the things that many people say about the, you know, that, oh, you know, this was something that was made up by the apostles. When the church records that all the apostles and all the early church was slow to believe in the resurrection at first until they finally had physical evidence of it and were able to see this physical resurrection of our Lord. And that these men who were doubters or were slow to believe at the beginning would then go out filled with this conviction and with this evidence that bolstered their faith in our Lord and that he was the Son of God, that he rose truly from the dead. And they went to the far corners of the world to spread this good news and were willing to suffer cruel treatment and torture and even death for the sake of this truth that they had come to know and believe and to experience. And Thomas, as we know, according to tradition, went to what is present-day India to bring the faith to the pagans of that land. And there are still those today who can attribute their Catholic faith to St. Thomas. They call themselves St. Thomas Christians. And so the faith is quite ancient. It's apostolic, even in India, has origins from the apostles. Thomas brought the faith to India, and they've had a Catholic tradition in that little part of India, and hopefully someday the faith will continue to grow and spread there despite the modern-day persecution of the Hindus and against Christianity. But Thomas eventually gave his life for the faith. But his faith is not, in one sense, you know, he had physical evidence. He saw our Lord. But as the saint who wrote in this morning's Office of the Readings points out, he still had to exercise faith. He saw our Lord's humanity, but he expressed his belief in his divinity. And that is, you know, when we had this meditation from our Holy Father, St. Francis, at Corpus Christi, we too, we see the host. But our faith has to be that we see the host, which is nothing like our Lord's sacred humanity, but we express divine faith that it is the Lord. It is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity. So it is a supernatural act that we have to make every time we come to Mass. And I think it's fitting in the ordinary form of the Mass that it finally, at communion time, evokes from the faithful to make an act of faith at the time of communion. In the extraordinary form, people would come up for communion and they would not make any kind of response. And I think it's wise of the Church in the ordinary form that it, one of the revisions, you might say, and renewal of the liturgy was to have the faithful make an act of faith in our Lord's real presence, that he's truly there, by saying a simple word, Amen. To me, it seems rather something lacking when the priest says the body of Christ, or whatever it was, you know, the longer form they said in the extraordinary form, and no one made any audible response to that. And I think it's wise of the Church to evoke an act of faith from us when we come to communion, that we have to be like Thomas. We say, my Lord and my God, every time we come to Holy Communion. When the priest says the body of Christ, we say, Amen. We are making an act of faith to what the priest has just said to us. And so, as Thomas said that once, we get an opportunity to say it every time we come to Holy Communion and we receive our Lord in faith, believing what we cannot see. All we see is the host or the precious blood under the appearance of bread and wine. But we make an act of faith and we say, my Lord and my God, every time we come to Holy Communion. What a great benefit we have in that our Lord is truly with us. He has not departed us. And although we don't have the benefit to see with our eyes like Thomas, we still can make an act of faith, and we are blessed by our Lord every time. We might say our Lord is saying to us in response, blessed are you who have not seen and yet believe, every time we say Amen in receiving our Lord at Holy Communion. Let us ask that our faith may truly grow stronger every day by our worthy reception of our Lord in Holy Communion, that we will truly have that faith to express my Lord and my God and have the conviction of St. Thomas to go out to all the world and spread the good news and live our lives with that great witness that is asked of us, just as it was asked of the apostles, of every Catholic throughout the ages, everyone who is called by Christ. We're all called to give that same witness. Some of us may be called to give it in our own blood, but we're all called to give witness to the fact that Jesus is my Lord and my God, and that we should live that way every day by expressing it in word and in deed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.